This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And we are live from Dave & Buster's. This is the WPIL Insider. Carlos Ofco on Quest for the Best. Your favorite Western Pennsylvania high school football Thursday night show. And we are joined by Imani Christian Academy head coach Leroy Johnson. Coach, how are you this year?
I'm good, man. I'm doing well. I'm blessed to be here and happy to be in the position we're in.
Aiden, no, you guys are firing on all cylinders. Kind of the same as last year. Do you get that same vibe from this group?
Yeah, it kind of feels like we picked up. I tell the coaches all the time, it feels like we picked up right off from last year. And just, last year left a little bitter taste in our mouth. So I think the kids were extremely focused on making sure we repeat the same thing and get back to the same point so we can showcase our skills and just give us another chance to be at the dance.
No doubt. So getting over the hump is going to be the key here for Imani Christian. You've come close. Did you have to take like kind of a look in the offseason, like, hey, what do we need to do different here to kind of reach the pinnacle of the WPIL? Because Imani is always in it ever since you kind of took over here. Yeah. Have you had those conversations, or what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, we took a long look at the end of the season on really where we were at as a program and the proper steps we needed to take. We really got after it in the weight room. A lot of kids sacrificed. We put everything we could into it, and that's why we're having the results that we're having. I'm proud about young men trying to step up and lead into a direction that they've never actually been themselves. You know, mm-hmm. we're a relatively newer program, so we're trying to stump with the big dogs in a sense and carve our own way out and how we do things. So I give credit to the kids and the coaching staff.
So you brought up an interesting point here. You talk about the kids' sacrifice and your staff sacrifice. I think one of the more underrated coaches, one of the more underrated things in the WPIL is you yourself. And I know you don't like talking about yourself, but at Imani, you go above and beyond to get these kids to school, to get these kids to class. Can you talk about the challenges of Imani? Because I know Imani football and Imani basketball has some people that don't necessarily agree with everything. I look at it on the flip side. You guys get how many kids into college? You guys get how many kids off the street and into the classroom using athletics and getting them paid to start their life? Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a thing that me and I know Kyrie Wilson, the head basketball coach, we just always been adamant about trying to get kids opportunities. It goes back to when, you know, we played in high school. You know, we just wanted to have all the same opportunities when I was at Peabody. Mm-hmm. We wanted to have the same opportunities as everybody else, and it just seemed like those opportunities were not coming our way in the way they should have came for kids that really wanted it, the kids that, you know, I know we as young kids were sacrificing, and we really wanted those things. So when you get a chance to now flip it and now you're the coach, you have a great idea of how you want to run how you want to run your program, and I think that we kind of embody that. So we go extremely hard for our players, and if people only knew the type of sacrifice and hard work and just
no
the
doubt.
Hours and
no
hours
doubt.
And hours, I mean upon hours that we go to make things happen, moving mountains when there's you know nothing to really move, and always finding a way to make a way is something we.
I was going to say, if there's one thing about you and one thing about this Imani Christian program, if there's a problem, there's no such word as no. It's figure out a way, correct?
Yeah, we just try to figure out the best way to put our kids in the right light, and we just go to the ends of the earth to try to make that happen. And I think you know we've gotten a good reputation in the community for just being, you know, somebody who's adamant about making sure kids, you know, get an opportunity. And I think that's big for us.
How long have you been the head coach at Imani?
This is my fourth year.
But you were the OC for a couple of years prior. But there was a break in between, right?
Yeah, I was 17. 17 was the last year.
Then you
I
went
was
to
the
Stowe,
OC.
Right?
Yeah, I went to Stowe Rocks for a couple of years. Went to a couple of Whippio championships. Shout out to all those kids. I love y'all, man, wherever you're at.
The Josh Jenkins of the world.
All those guys. I love them so much. Then I moved on and came here. It was just an opportunity for to be around my family. If people don't know, you know, my mom lives about a minute away from Imani Christian Academy.
Oh, that works. A lot of home-cooked meals.
Yeah, I get to go and see my mom. I seen my mom more than I had seen my mom in 4 years than just when I was just going back just by nature of being so close. So it just means a lot to be, you know, from around the area and to represent it in its unique capacity, because it's a very unique school. And, you know, I knew when I had the second chance to come back around and do it, I knew what I needed to do. I had already kind of proven, you know, I knew I had the sauce.
I mean, you really revived the program. I mean, it was on some hard times. I would consider it on life support. Would you agree with that, or is that?
No, that's facts. That's facts.
And you brought it back. Have you seen an uptick in enrollment since, just to call a spade, football and basketball just dominate now, so that helps when you're good athletically. People want to go there. I mean, there's a reason why Central Catholic has 6A enrollment, you know. Yeah. So have you seen an uptick in enrollment from maybe your prior time as OC there?
Yeah. There's definitely been more interest in the school just in general. I think the community is kind of seeing kind of who we are and the light that we're kind of shine on our kids and giving them to them. So just by nature, I think, of doing the things right and really pounding the table for kids, you naturally get the parent and the community in the streets. They talk and they
word of mouth is the best marketing.
So I think we just naturally get the love and support when it comes down to enrollment and choosing if you want to make a different choice.
Now, you know, going back way back in the day, I knew you as Air Fran. You have two unbelievable running backs on your roster. One of them, he's probably a running back to the next level, Gabe Davis. He's actually your quarterback.
Do you have
to change your whole philosophy? Is it like the Mike Tomlinism? Hey, when you got red paint, paint the barn red. What's the deal there?
Yeah, we've had to take a different stroll, but I've coached a lot of different teams, so we've.
Are you still calling the plays?
Yeah. I still call the plays. We had to kind of take a different approach to the team this year. Putting Gabe at quarterback, but. It's having an elite playmaker touch the ball every single time.
So. I mean, it's just the tale as old as time. No doubt.
Yeah, it's unique to watch him grow. You know, it's like, you know, when I first watched him go back at quarterback and he couldn't, you know, take snaps right and his feet was off a little bit and he could barely call the play. but now looking at kind of how far he's come.
How he's grown and
matured.
Yeah,
he's really understanding the position and you know, I challenged him, you know, because he's such a phenomenal athlete, you know, on the football field that he can do what he wants. I said, well, now show me you can be a quarterback. You know, mm-hmm. Show me you can adapt your game now to truly buy into trying to be a quarterback, even though you are a phenomenal athlete. When you show up here, I want to see you show up here and be a pocket passer, because I know once we get in the game, you're going to use your feet and be
right.
athletic. But when we're in practice, I try to limit the amount of ability he can use his legs, so he can just concentrate on making him use his brain and his arm and into his throw. So that's what I mean by I watched him, like, from the first game when we played Clarendon, and we could only run, you know, two plays because he was just comfortable with those two, and I'm only going to run things he's comfortable with. And
right.
Now we almost have the full arsenal playbook to kind of throw.
Oh, nice.
You. Yeah, so he's advanced a lot in over the couple weeks.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, and I'm proud of him.
Now, you are close with now interim head coach Terry Smith at Penn State. Can you talk about how excited you are for Terry to take over that program?
Yeah.
And what Terry has done for the Whipple community and for you?
Yeah, I mean, he's just an outstanding man. I wouldn't even be in the position that I'm in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And now, if it wasn't for him, he's an outstanding leader. He's somebody that's going to be able to gather that locker room.
I agree with that. I'm not saying they're going to make a run for the Big Ten, but I think they're going to win some games.
Yeah, I think they're going to push some people. And I know he's going to be able to gather that locker room for those guys to play hard and get them on the same page. And they'll enjoy playing for him.
I agree.
A lot of kids always enjoy playing for Coach T. But just who he is and who he embodies and represents for the area, man, I tell everybody he's a living legend. He's just walking icon in my eyes, and just what I've seen and how much he did in his time at Gateway, I think is some of the they need to write a book on it, you know, for the advancements he did. Coaching, just period, and you know, today's game, today's schedule now is affected all because of, you know, his his mastermind skills. He was a really brilliant coach.
I would agree with that. This is Imani Christian head coach Leroy Johnson. Coach, good luck the rest of the way. We'll be rooting for you here on KDKA Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Shout out to my mom, dad, Mary Ann Earl Johnson. I appreciate you. I love you.
Shout out to... From Dave and Buster's, this is Quest for the Best. I am your host and Whip You Insider, Carlos Ofcone. We got some bad dudes with me on the show. Maybe the most dynamic backfield in the state. Might I say the entire state? We have Imani Christian, quarterback and running back. David Davis, the senior. Gabe Jenkins, the junior. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
What's up?
What's up, man?
How are you guys feeling today? You guys have Burrow tomorrow at home, and then you have Freeport, two games away from that vaunted perfect regular season. How important is that heading into the playoffs?
Man, we just got to stay healthy, man. We just got to come as a team and stay healthy.
Dominate, play the game.
Now, Gabe, you are the quarterback. David, you are the running back. You two have been on my top 10 plays about six different times this year. I don't know if you guys have watched those or not, but you know, do you guys have any read option plays or anything like that? David, do you have to tell Gabe a couple times, like, hey, man, like, I mean, you don't have to pull it every time. I mean, let me run it a couple times. Does he always make the right reads?
Nah, he always make the right read. I trust in you. That's never a problem.
Always trust in your QB. I like that answer. I like that answer. Gentlemen, both of you, you know, a little bit of recruiting talk because this is a hot topic. David, you are wearing a nice Penn State quarter zip.
Yes, sir.
Gabe, you opened up your recruit. You decommitted, correct?
Yeah, I decommitted.
You are a junior, so that makes sense. David, signing day is in a couple months here, 2 months away. You opened up your recruitment. Does that mean that you're still committed but listening to others? What exactly does that entail?
I mean, I'm staying committed to Penn State, but I reopened my recruitment to hear all my opportunities.
Right. That makes sense. So at the end of the day, probably going to sign with Penn State, but hey, hear what others have to offer while Penn State doesn't have a head coach. So am I correct there?
Yes, sir.
Now, both of your main recruiters here is Terry Smith, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you know, we sing his praises on his show just from the player's perspective. I mean, what's Terry like for the listeners at home?
Coach T's a good dude. That's my guy. He's great at what he do. You know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Terry, definitely a good dude, man.
And, you know, Gabe, I know that you officially decommitted, but if you know, you're still looking at Penn State or no, they're out?
I mean, I just got to see who could become the head coach.
Right, you know? Right. So just taking it one day at a time, not rushing any decisions. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Now, Coach Fran was saying, you know, you guys had two plays of the Clarendon game that you guys are comfortable with. Now he's like, all of a sudden we got our whole offense kind of cooking. You know, the first couple games, offense isn't necessarily performing at the highest level. Then all of a sudden you're rattling off 72 points, 61 points, 56 points. Is it safe to say the offense is firing on all cylinders, gentlemen?
Yeah. It just took us some time to get in the groove. You know, we had to get the connection down. I'm being new at quarterback. Me being new to receiver, so it's like, you got to get it down.
How is that changing positions? When did you guys make those changing positions?
That was 707.
Yeah, 707.
So spring and summer then?
Yeah, because Fran was like, man, you might got to become the quarterback. You got to really become quarterback. I was like, all right.
He said at first your footwork kind of all out of place. Now it's kind of all back and ready to roll. Mm-hmm. How far can you throw it?
I ain't gonna lie, I got an arm. I could probably throw it around like 70, 60.
That's where you say, as far as I can run.
As far as I can, for real. Wherever I'm at, the ball's gonna be.
Now, Gabe, every once in a while, are you just running around and you're just like, let me just throw it down to
Dave.
Let him go make a play. Is that a thing?
Yeah, his speed, man. I just could launch it. He could just go up there and catch it. You know?
No doubt. Now, David, with your decision coming up much sooner, because you are a year older, are you looking at any other teams right now? Or are you thinking about going any other official visits?
I mean, I got an OV set up right now for West V and Pitt.
West V and Pitt? Yeah. Oh, so that's fun. Do you know what weekends you're going?
I go for West V the 24th to the 26th and November 1st for Pitt.
Oh, wow. So nice. We are coming in here, and it's going to be the heavy hitters in state, Pitt, Penn State, and in West Virginia. It's going to be a dogfight as tale as old as time there, huh?
Yeah.
Now, you guys –
were undefeated last year in the regular season, correct?
Yeah.
Or no?
No.
Yeah, yeah, you were undefeated last year. Yeah, you almost lost to Highlands the one. What is it going to take from this group to get over the hump and take that 3A crown?
I mean, it's just going to take for us to come together as a team. Like, we got a lot of young dudes. They got to step up and play their part and not be scared to take control of the moment. Mm-hmm. They got to home to it and actually, like, prepare themselves for that moment for when they – when they're needed.
It's going to come. Yeah, it's going to come eventually. Gabe, do you agree?
Yeah, I agree with everything.
Now, this was probably my favorite game of the whole year, and I'm going to ask you guys, see if what was your favorite game so far this year?
Clearing, because it's like the atmosphere. It's crazy.
It was. I think that was the coolest game of the year, and I think that's what's so awesome about Week 0 is you get to schedule these dream matchups. Now, you guys went down early in that game. What was that like? How did you guys come back and win?
So, man, they came out strong, so I was like, all right, man, we really got to pick up the pace now, man.
It kind of woke you up a little bit. It's like that smelling salt a little bit. It's like, oh, okay, I'm woken up now got to go. Now, any final predictions for the Imani Christian Saints before you guys head off and we bring in two more teammates?
States.
That is, I mean, it's
States.
Like you guys aren't even – Whitfield's, no, it is States. We are going.
Coming.
States.
And who do you guys think you're going to play in the Whitfield final if you make it?
Don't really know.
Do you want the rematch of Avonworth,
yes,
though?
Yeah.
I as a former player, I mean, it was always, you know, that chip is on your shoulder. Well, you guys were awesome. Thanks for joining KDK Radio. Any last shout-outs to anybody?
Man, shout out to my O-lineman, man.
Shout out to the O-lineman. Smart man. The quarterback and running back shouting out the offensive lineman. This is the Whippio Insider, Carlos Ofko. This is the Imani Christian Saints. That's Gabe Jenkins and David Davis, two four-star recruits you heard from there. Here, David will be going on an official visit to Pitt in West Virginia. And would you go to Penn State again once they hire a head coach? You'll go there as well? Or
yes, sir.
And then he'll go on an official visit there. Gabe has opened up his recruitment. All options are open, though, we can say. All options are open. He still has another year. This is Quest for the Best High School Radio. We'll have more coming up right after this. This is the Quest for the best high school football show on a Thursday night in the whole country. I'm your host and Whippio Insider, Carlos Ofko. I'm hanging out with the Imani Christian Saints, and we have two great ones here for the Saints. We have Anthony Portis, the senior running back, and DJ Craighead, the junior outside linebacker. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Doing well. You guys are 8-0, firing on all cylinders. You have Burl up next and Freeport up next, both home games. I think that your UPMC Graham Field is one of the better fields, better locations in Western PA. Do you guys like playing there?
Playing there every Friday. Just getting a chance to play when we have home games, just for like a different feeling every day.
Absolutely.
It's the best feeling. I love playing our home field.
Yeah, it is really a cool environment. That's turf there, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, do you guys like playing on turf or grass more? You know how all the professionals like grass. What's up with that?
All right, so like the difference between turf and grass, playing on a turf field, it's like it feel good because, you know, when you play on rough grass, it do like hurt.
But
playing on a good grass field, your cuts is just more smoother. Your burst is just better. Like everything just feel way more better.
But here's the question now. You said a good grass field.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
A good grass field is like there's not a lot of rough dirt patches in the field. Like when there's a lot of rough dirt spots, the dirt be all hard. And it be like when you get tackled, it do hurt.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. But turf, you get rug burn. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I've been through this. For all my games, I'm always going out with a bang. I always got some sort of turf burn on me or something.
You got to wear the sleeves or wrap it or something like that.
If you had on first grade, so it'll be a knee. Oh, my gosh.
Now, gentlemen, Anthony, you're a running back. Yes, DJ, you're a linebacker. If you guys could switch positions for one game, you would switch your body type. So if you, like, say, offensive guard, you would be, you know, 6 foot 300 or whatever it is. If you could switch positions for one game, what would it be and why?
To be honest, I would say wide out.
Wide out?
Yeah, wide out be looking fun. As a running back.
You and David want to switch. Look, them and David are looking at each other now. DJ, what do you think?
Man, if I wanted to switch positions, I'll be a backer. I ain't going. I'll be a running back.
You'd be a running back. So you would want to see the other side. What is like being hit by somebody like you?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's I'm hitting them.
Oh, they ain't gonna get a chance. Gotcha. Gotcha.
That's the thing. It's funny because I play outside linebacker too and running back. But it's like we switch. It's just.
Listen. Those practices, a lot of collisions and practice.
Listen, man, I see. We get it on. That's what great teams need to do. Get it on.
No doubt.
Is getting each other better.
Now, which one of all these teammates, you guys have a lot of Saints over here, a lot of Imani Christian Saints. Which one of your teammates, if you were to tell on them, who has the best impersonation of Coach Johnson over there? Who has the best one in the locker room?
I know there ain't no camera in here, but if you were to look right in front of us with the Penn State stuff on, right there. And then wait. There's one more.
Yeah, I don't know about
it. If we were to look all the way in the back, he's standing up. Maurice Williams back there.
So we're saying Maurice Williams and David Davis have the best. The best impersonation. This is good to know. I wish I would have known this last segment. If you had a sister, okay. And she was the same age as you, twin sister. Which teammate would you not want to ask her to homecoming?
Would I not want her to ask her to homecoming?
Yeah. Which one would you say, no, this ain't happening on my watch?
All right. I've been told the truth. I don't want to put nobody under the bus because that's – all right.
Listen, just be honest with me.
All right. To be honest, my brother, you know, grandbody my whole – since I was 7, but – I ain't gonna lie, but I have to say Gabe Jenkins.
Yeah, so it's the two we had on last segment. David with the funniest impersonation. Gabe. No dating girl. No dating your sister. DJ, would you agree with that assessment?
Me, honestly, I have to say Daniel. I can't let
Daniel. Who?
Daniel
Stevens. Daniel Stevens.
Freshman. Okay. Well, this brings me to my next point. Who's the next up-and-coming Imani Christian Saint that people are going to say, oh, man, this kid's a
dude. Well, that's the thing. You can't just say one saint. I believe it's multiple saints. We got a lot of young dogs out here like Daniel Stevens, Tavon Sewell, even our juniors that are still young like Maurice Williams, Devon Johnson. Like, we got a lot of young guys.
We're saying, if Imani Christian, you guys win out these next two games, we're saying, hey, 10-0, back-to-back-to-back next year, too, we're thinking.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. Now, what's the funniest thing you guys have seen in a practice or game that one of your teammates has done, whether it be a penalty or a mistake, just a big goof?
In game or at practice?
Either or.
All right, at practice, the funniest thing was it has me involved in it. When me and Darius Clark hit up, we hit the heads, and, like, we bounced off each other, and the ball was just in the air, and I caught it, but it looked like I was on offense, he was on defense. But I was on defense. He was on offense. We hit each other. The ball just was in the air.
Man, they used to have seen the way they bounced off each other's pads,
really?
Man.
And the ball just popped up like a hot potato.
It gave. Burrow, remember last time we played Burrow? It gave and David did the bear crawl down the sideline.
Yes.
Coach Fraley.
Now, what is this? They bear crawl down the sideline?
Yes. I believe if you go on Battle, if you go on their Instagram page, there's a video. You can see them. You can see them literally.
They were on the sideline.
On the sideline, yeah.
Gotcha.
Funniest thing, we always laughing.
Now, to get this team ready before a game, what's the number one hype song? Like, if you guys turn it on the locker room, everybody's like, okay, this is it. Here we go. It's game day.
Want to say whoops?
Come on, man.
I go loud. We listen to a lot of like Pittsburgh rappers and all that in our locker room. So if I would have saved one, look, I don't know. It's either Shum or G Lou.
See, me personally, I mess with G Lou. I say G Lou.
And he's a Pittsburgh rapper?
He's a Pittsburgh rapper. Yes.
How old is this guy?
G Lou. 19.
Oh, so he's kind of fresh out of high school?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Where's he? Is he from around? Well, Monty's in Penn Hills, right? Yeah. Is he from around
the
area?
Monty's
East Hills.
East Hills. Gotcha.
Yeah, he's around the area.
Okay, gotcha. Now, in that locker room, does anybody...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Give pregame speeches. Who gives the best pregame speeches? All right.
Who get the best pregame speeches?
I say.
I'll say me. There's three people that I talk like when we need what we really need to hear. I say me, DJ, and David. DJ, he ain't gonna say. He gonna be a cap. He gonna be a leader on the field and off the field. But when it really comes time to it, he really speak up. And David, we got to hear from you every day. It's always a motivational speech. Can I get us through the day? And work.
I like that.
Before that game, we go out there, show it all off. Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with this, DJ?
I would. As Anthony, I say Anthony is a good speaker, too. He's always speaking in the huddles, trying to get us in and out, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Get us good practicing, trying to make sure we have a good practice throughout the day.
Good. I'd love to hear that. Now, and this is a big one, especially for you, Anthony, because you're a running back here. This could affect how they perform for you. If you were to give a lineman the ball to run a touchdown, which lineman is it, and who would have the best touchdown dance? Which lineman deserves it?
All right. I
hope they don't hear me. But I go laugh.
I would say Kaden Akintoye. Kaden Akintoye, I promise you, after he scored, Kaden will do a whole dance routine.
He got it already.
I promise you, it's going to be on SportsCenter the next day. Everybody going to be laughing at it.
Who was you about to say?
Man, Spinner.
All right, but Spinner's not going to do the dance. Spinner go. In the moment, he gonna get a breath and come off. Kaden will really drop the ball.
Kaden would take full advantage.
He will spike the ball and get to really get in there.
I love it. This is the Imani Christian Saints. This is give it up for Anthony Portis and DJ Craighead. This has been the Saints. This is Quest for the Best. We'll be right back right after this. And welcome back. It's the stretch run here. Week 8 of the high school football season coming your way. Tomorrow evening we'll be at Pine Richland High and the North Allegheny Tigers invade. It is the battle of those two big North Hills behemoths. We'll get to our picks for that game in just a moment. Had a lot of fun there with the Imani Christian.
Yeah, they were really good. They were a lot of fun.
Well,
we got some breaking news. David Davis going on Pitt and West Virginia OVs.
So, oh, yeah.
Breaking news right here on KDK Radio.
Look at that. There you are. You can tweet that out.
I did tweet that out. Oh, yeah. Right on commercial break.
I like it. Breaking news there. So, yeah, that's what we were talking about largely in the first hour. The trickle-down effect, particularly on the recruiting front. Penn State, for so many years since James Franklin had been at the helm,
had the WPIO on lockdown, and since his dismissal, a lot of folks have been running to the hills for it. So, yeah, a couple of Penn State Nittany Lions on the Simonte Christian football roster. They're going to make it to the championship game, I think, Carlo.
I think it's a crash course between them and Avonworth and 3A. I will tell you this, though. Of all the 3A teams, that Ryan Messina at Elizabeth Forward, I think he is a guy. You know, he's a 6'6 quarterback, big dude. I think there's a chance he will. I mean, I think he could upset somebody. Yeah. Depends on where
he
the
can
bracket
play quarterback.
Shakes out. Oh, yeah.
He's a quarterback,
he's a quarterback.
He's not a 6'6 guy just playing quarterback. He is a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly correct. So I think I don't know which side of the bracket they'll be on, but I'll tell you what. That one seed is going to be vital for either Avonworth or Imani because you get to miss Elizabeth Forward, who will probably be the three seed.
All right, so let's get into our picks right now, the top 10 games for Week 8. Let's start City League, Westinghouse, Alderdice. What happened to Westinghouse a couple of weeks ago?
Westinghouse, I don't know, feeling a little bit too good. I think they get a nice get back, and they get one over on the Dice.
Yeah, they lost to University Prep for those uninitiated, and that was a stop in your tracks.
Maybe the biggest upset of the night in the entire state.
Wow. Yeah, so Westinghouse over Alderdice is my pick there. Southside versus Laurel, they take on the Spartans. I'm going to go the homestanding Spartans.
I have been disrespecting Southside the entire year. I'm not going to stop now. Give me the Laurel Spartans.
There you go. All right, so we're both picking Laurel. This is a nice Beaver County showdown. Central Valley at Hopewell. I think CV's got what it takes on the road, even though the Vikings are trending in the right direction.
It is the month of October. You don't bet against Mark Lyons in October. Give me CV.
We were just talking about Ryan Messina a moment ago for Elizabeth Forward. The Warriors have a big one. They have a long road trip down to Southmoreland. This is going to be an interesting game. I'm going to go with EF. I'm not betting against Messina for the reasons not long ago that you just mentioned. A 6'6 quarterback is going to be hard to bring down, but they're feeling it right now at Southmoreland.
Yeah, undefeated for the longest streak in school history.
Yep.
So, no, I'm not going to take Southmoreland. I'm taking EF.
Same.
I think the Scotties go down.
All right, this has always been a good one in Week 8. Montour at Aliquippa usually means quite a bit. I'm thinking that the Quips are starting to right the ship here, so I'm going to go Aliquippa there at home. Maybe a dogfight down to the wire, final possession type of thing against Lucero's team.
Yeah, it's, you know, Aliquippa's at home, tough to beat at home, but they lost their quarterback for the season, Marcus Council. So it's a coin flip. I'm going heads or tails. I'm going tails. Give me the Spartans.
All righty there.
The upset.
Wow, okay. This is like back to the old AAA Big 7 days. Thomas Jefferson at Chartiers Valley. Chartiers Valley having a really good year. Thomas Jefferson is having a down year, so that kind of makes this a good game.
I said my upset of the year was 2 weeks ago. I said Trinity would beat Thomas Jefferson. That was the upset of the year to that point. I'm going to double down.
Wow.
Char Valley takes down TJ. Char Valley is at home. Coach Spence gets his guy to the playoffs, and I'm saying the Jags miss the playoffs too.
Would that send Bill Chirpak into a retirement?
No, I think he reloads and comes back next year with a vengeance.
Okay, fair enough. Bethel Park at South Fayette. Bethel licking their wounds. They were on one for a little while, but Upper St. Clair served him a bit of humble pie last week.
Yeah, and South Fayette also got some humble pie. USC and Peters back-to-back weeks. That's no fun either. This game is a coin flip. I'm going to go Bethel Park, though. I think Coach Phil Pekich gets it done.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, as far as those final spots, that Allegheny 6 conference, this one, how all the deck chairs get aligned.
This is big. Yeah, this is big.
There's a lot on the line there. Same could be said for Upper St. Clair at Moon, more so for the Tigers.
Mm-hmm. Tigers, Moon Tigers, played with Peters Township last week, had the lead for majority of the game. We'll be interesting to see how this goes. I'm trending Upper St. Clair as my 5A champion pick, so I'm not going to go against them in Week 8.
Man, you think USC could get by and or Pine Richland, and Peters?
I do. Yeah. I have it. It's a penciled in. It's not in pen yet, but it is penciled.
Sketched.
It's sketched in.
Lightly sketched.
Yes. I can do the etch-a-sketch.
There's a big eraser. There's that pink eraser that you have in your other hand just in case.
Just in case.
All righty. So this is fun. 6A, you know, we talk about those four playoff spots. Two are earmarked for North Allegheny Central Catholic, and then from there, it's really anyone's guess and anybody's race. Cannon McMillan and Norwin are right there in the thick of that race, and they play one another tomorrow night. Cannon Mack travels to Norwin.
This might be the game of the night. Norwin almost took down North Allegheny. They lost the lead with 3 minutes to go in the game. Cannon Mack played right with them last week, so both teams want another crack at North Allegheny. Well, to do that, you got to win this game. I'm going Tristan Tavares and the Norwin Knights.
All righty, and our game of the week tomorrow, starting at 6 o'clock with the KDKA kickoff show. Paul Alexander, Carlo Zofko, North Allegheny takes on the Pine Richland Rams. I'm going to pick North Allegheny here. I think that the Hokie Bro is going to do his thing, the youngest of the Hokie Bros. And I know this is going to upset a lot of people here at Pine Richland. I think that NA can pull one off. They're always good for one of these, even in down years.
Every single year they're good for one of these. I mean, heck, last year everybody had Pine Richland anointed as well. I am going to take Pine. I'm going to go chalk here. But North Allegheny keeps figuring it out every single week. So, you know, it's not a bad pick, but I'm going Pine.
I could see something somewhat careless happening, a big turnover.
Ball always, yep, breaks one way or the other.
And defensively, a big stand. So I'm going to go with the Tigers in an upset. I know I'm in the minority there. So that's where we'll be tomorrow, this time, 24 hours from now, in the midst of Week 8. KDKA Radio High School football coverage. Thanks to Imani Christian for stopping by Dave and Buster's here at the waterfront. Good luck to the unbeaten Panthers. For the Whippeal Insider, Carlo Zofko, Dan Zangrilli signing off. Quest for the best here on KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade.
It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.